And there you go. 30 minutes to vitality is now, because it is 11:30, 11:35 to be exact, on this Wednesday. And as always, every Wednesday till the top of the hour of 12 o'clock noon, Tim Turlup, Dr. Turlup in the studios with us with your 30 minutes to vitality. So if you have a question or comment or concern, you're welcome to call. Make it brief, 352-796-7272 or 352-587-9952. Dr. Tim Turlup would be glad to address that with you live in the studios like he does every Wednesday. Once again, your 30 minutes to vitality begins now on JB Radio.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
So hopefully not like every Wednesday, because hopefully we're getting better. The idea is actually improvement.
Yeah.
Right? And to actually do a better job. Course. So hopefully we'll answer those questions even better.
All right.
That's the goal.
Are we evolving?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're going to survive, baby. Survival of the fittest.
There you go.
All right. So actually, as we do every week, this is 30 Minutes of Vitality, mm-hmm. where we are talking about that gift of vitality that we've all got. And all we have to do is remove the interferences. Because remove the interferences and you get vitality.
Yes,
remove the interferences, you're either getting things that you don't need that need to go, or we're not getting things that we do that need to come. And if we do those two things, remove the interferences, you get vitality.
Works for me.
It works for every single person. That's the best part.
Good deal.
Right? It's really cool. Right? So one of the things we're going to talk about this morning is there's a new study that had come out. And kind of interesting because it correlates with so many things on so many levels that I thought it'd be worth spending our program today talking about. So there's a very fancy journal called The Frontiers in Immunology, right?
Okay.
So fancy journal.
Yeah.
And this piece of research just got published. And they were looking at all things. You'd think we would know everything about everything at some point, right? We don't. I always laugh because was it 1895? The chairman of the patent office of the U.S. said, we're closing the patent office because everything that can be invented has been invented,
mm-hmm.
right? So obviously he was a little wrong, right? So we don't know everything. But so we were looking at simple thing of fiber, right? And you'd think fiber wouldn't be that. Well, how important can another piece of research on fiber? Come on, how much can you look at fiber? Well, there's so much that we don't know that it really is incredible on simple thing like fiber. So in this article in the Frontiers of Immunology, mm-hmm. we're looking at fiber consumption.
Okay.
And what's interesting, one of the things that we talk about, we're going to quiz JW this morning. And one of the things that starts almost every disease process in our body, JW, is what? Almost every disease that we have begins with?
Your immune system.
Yes, but what are the other things?
In your stomach.
Inflammation.
Inflammation, thank you.
Right? So it's inflammation.
There. Yeah.
So is it really kind of a critical thing that we do the stuff that keeps inflammation down?
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is if you just remove those interferences we talk about all the time, right, you don't have to worry about inflammation.
Right.
Because you'll be doing the things that are naturally anti-inflammatory in the body.
Oh.
Right? Which is, we don't have to know a bunch of new stuff.
Right.
What I'm going to talk about right now is just kind of proving what we know and why something works. It's kind of cool. So when we look at fiber consumption, they were looking at, I won't get into the background of why they were studying this, but they were looking at it relative to as we age and as we get older, there's two common manifestations that people think about, and it doesn't have to happen. But we think that we get older and we get forgetful. So we can either, or we even start to get dementia, or heaven forbid, we even progress into Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
Right? Where all that horrible stuff happens to our ability to cognate. We can't think clearly, right? Our mentation is impaired.
Right.
Okay, that's not good. The other thing is we think of a diminished motor capacity, movement ability, right? That we become, I'm not as strong, maybe my actions aren't as coordinated, I get tremors, I get all kinds of weird motor things too, right? So these folks were looking at fiber, and it sounds kind of funny. You go, well, how does fiber relate to losing our memory? And how does fiber relate to actually my motor coordination and skills?
Right.
Well, it goes down to one word that I just quizzed you on, and that would be?
Inflammation. Yeah.
Right? So one of the things that fiber consumption does. Now, what is fiber? I'm not going to get in. There's a whole bunch of different types of fiber. There's soluble. There's insoluble. There's different types of there's three or four major categories, and each one has different categories, all these fancy names, and we're not going to get into that.
Okay.
Fiber is the thing that we think of, and it's not just crude fiber. People think, oh, I'll eat Cracklin' Oat Bran,
right,
or, you know, something that has crude fiber in it because it cleans my colon.
Right.
And it kind of does.
Uh-huh.
But there's also insoluble fiber, which actually dissolves in water, and it becomes kind of a thicker, gummier type of fiber that slows down movement through the colon,
okay,
and increases bulk and does some different things.
So we think of like Metamucil?
Actually, food.
Okay.
Right? So that one of the things that we'll talk about as well is many times we'll use these studies, uh-huh, to start to look at ways that we can then artificially do what we get from our,
okay,
food.
All right.
Right?
Right.
With fiber, we get our food from our fiber. So
that's
any,
right,
plant,
mm-hmm,
some more than others, but beans and legumes, do, mm-hmm, they have fiber?
Oh, yeah.
Tons,
yes,
of fiber. An apple?
Mm-hmm.
Pear?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Orange?
Yep.
Lettuce?
Yeah.
Broccoli?
Yeah.
Cauliflower?
Yep.
Mushrooms?
Yep.
Right, you name any of those, some, mm-hmm, will have greater degrees of soluble, mm-hmm, some more insoluble,
okay,
levels of fiber. But all of the plants, it does not make any difference, right, have greater and lesser degrees of fiber. That's where we get it.
Okay.
So is there any fiber whatsoever in any animal product?
No.
None. Zero. Let's say that again. There is none.
None.
Doesn't matter if it's chicken, pork, beef, fish. It don't matter.
Really?
There is no fiber in any flesh.
None at all.
None at,
wow,
all. Zip, nada, zero.
Mm.
Right? So it's kind of interesting when we look at fiber intake,
mm-hmm,
being able to know that this is so important because how it affects inflammation. Well, fiber, I don't know if anybody, we talk about probiotics all the time.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but we do talk about probiotics. And what's interesting is there's another fancy word, and I have people ask me about it, and they say, well, what about prebiotics?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's, yeah, kind of funny. And you go, okay, what are prebiotics anyway?
Yeah.
Well, we won't get into all the details. Suffice to say, fiber, okay, it's fiber. It's what the good bugs in your colon eat,
uh-huh,
right, is the fiber, both soluble and insoluble fiber. It's what they eat and ferment.
Okay.
Okay, great. There we go. That's what prebiotics are. So when someone says, oh, it's a supplement that has prebiotics and probiotics, you go, don't spend your money. But you just eat an apple already.
Yeah.
Right? Have some broccoli with lunch.
Okay.
Right? You get all the prebiotic you need if you're consuming fiber.
Okay.
But when we eat fiber, the probiotics, the microbiota, sometimes we've used that word, the bugs, that flora in our colon, that's, mm-hmm, all these bacteria,
mm-hmm,
consume the stuff. Think of it as their food. They ferment it.
Mm-hmm.
And they give off all kinds of different byproducts.
Mm.
Their waste of metabolizing those things is other things, including like B12, et cetera. But they also give off these things called short-chain fatty acids.
Okay.
Right? SCFAs, right? So these short-chain fatty acids, the one we want to look at is a fancy one called butyrate.
Okay.
All right. And let's not get into all the details of what short chain,
right,
fatty, because they do lots of cool stuff.
Uh-huh.
But butyrate specifically, we know actually the more fiber you consume, the more butyrate you'll actually produce.
Okay.
Right. We know this as well as several of the others. There's four main of those short chain fatty acids. But butyrate specifically actually elevates.
Okay.
Well, butyrate's kind of cool because what butyrate does is it actually changes the cells in our brains. There's a form of immune cell in the brain that's called the microglia.
Okay.
So microglia, and when we think of immune cells, think of protection and cleanup. Simple way,
okay,
to think of it.
All right.
Right? And almost 15% of my brain cells are microglia. Huh. Now stop and think about that for just one moment. Right? If 15% of my brain mass, mm-hmm, is actually protect and cleanup, think it might be important?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's,
yeah,
a lot of need for protect and cleanup in the brain.
All right.
And they're everywhere around all the brain cells in the tissue, these microglial cells, right? It's kind of funny because years ago, it used to be taught that microglial cells were nothing more than glue, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were the cells that actually held the brain together. What we didn't know.
Yeah.
Again, didn't know what we didn't know. They're actually hugely important immune cells. Well, what this butyrate does, so the more fiber I eat, the more of this short-chain fatty acid butyrate that I produce, which actually takes these cells in my brain and significantly decreases inflammation in these cells. Because as we age, they start to become more and more and more inflamed. And we know that the more inflamed they get,
uh-huh,
the worse memory becomes and the worse our ability to move becomes.
Uh-huh.
We've got animal studies, particularly in mice,
uh-huh,
that we take them and we actually increase their fiber production, get the butyrate in them, and all of a sudden these mice start remembering infinitely better. They start moving around mazes infinitely better.
Hmm.
They remember their way around these mazes that they're actually moving in better.
Incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
And it really does extrapolate to people.
Uh-huh.
right? Which is kind of an amazing thing. So, and the less fiber we eat, what do you think happens to the quantity of butyrate we produce?
Well, lower, yeah.
It goes down.
Yeah, it decreases.
It goes down.
Yeah.
So if I eat a lot of animal-based products and I don't eat enough vegetables and fruits and beans and legumes and seeds and nuts and stuff,
yeah.
right, I'm not getting enough fiber. I can't produce enough of this stuff because of the bacteria in my colon.
Uh-huh.
I can't get enough butyrate. And I wonder, is are we seeing the rates of dementia and Alzheimer's actually increasing in our society?
Well, yeah.
Significantly.
Yeah.
So not just a little bit, a lot.
You can actually entirely deplete this from your body?
Yeah. I mean, almost.
Oh.
Well, not deplete. You'll always find it.
Oh, okay.
But in levels that are not going to be helpful.
Right.
It's sort of like saying, like when we talk about vitamin D frequently,
uh-huh.
where it's like saying, oh, great, I can measure your vitamin D. I have yet to find somebody at a zero when we do their serum vitamin
okay.
D levels.
All right.
But if you're at 10, you are just not getting any benefit at all. I need you up at 50.
Right.
Right? So you have it, but it's not worth of significance that it's protecting you or doing any of its job.
Okay.
It's there.
All right.
But boy, it is not just, at all yeah. doing anything.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So it's like saying, oh, my joke is always a car. I've got a car.
Right. Yep.
But it's a 1972 Ford Pinto mm-hmm. that's rusted out and can barely start.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I told you I had a car and we went out and you're a little disappointed. You thought that we were going to get in my Bugatti.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I've never been in one personally, but it's the first car that came to mind that was super fancy. Right? So, right, it's a very fancy car.
A McLaren?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Right? Let's not go there. Right? So, but they're both cars.
Yes.
Right? So I have butyrate, but if I don't have enough butyrate, it doesn't get to where I need to do it.
Mm.
Well, I've got electrical wire. I've got a problem with the electrical wire in my house, but I came with one spool. I need 26 spools to actually rewire this particular problem.
Right.
Does it really helpful that I have one spool of wire?
Mm-mm.
No. So I can have some butyrate, but I don't have enough butyrate to give me that benefit,
mm.
which is kind of interesting.
Well, yeah.
Right? So we have this is really important with these microglial cells
uh-huh.
so that they don't get inflamed. And we know that when we measure the inflammation, it's significant the greater the level of butyrate, which is directly tied to the amount of fiber
yep.
that's being consumed, the significantly lower the microglial inflammation, and the greater they're actually able to purge and flush and cleanse and do their job.
It sounds so simple.
It is.
Yeah.
And what's what kind of what I always joke about? I say, well, you don't know what to do, do what grandma said.
There you go.
Right? When she said, eat more vegetables, eat more fruits, can you eat that? Because that she was right. Now, she didn't know anything. She'd never heard of butyrate.
Yeah, but common sense, folks.
It is. But we're proving what we know to be true.
Yeah.
Right?
So, that's right.
And unfortunately, the conclusion in the study was looking at other ways then that we could use synthetic forms of stuff to get the same outcome.
Yeah.
Which is really a bummer because then what I want to do is be able to eat, you know, 32-ounce sirloin, never eat a vegetable or a fruit or legumes and beans, and so hopefully protect my brain while doing whatever I want.
Right.
Because that's where a company can then make money because they can't make any money selling you a head of broccoli.
Mm.
Only the broccoli producers and growers can do that.
Right.
And they're not making all that much.
Mm.
Right. So it's they kind of extrapolate, try to make it where they can then patent stuff and sell stuff.
So they make a pill or a drink.
Exactly
yeah.
right. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, we know that it is. Now, what's really cool about fiber,
mm-hmm.
fiber does so much other stuff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So does consuming fiber help reduce weight?
Yeah, I would assume so.
In a significant
yeah.
way. Does it actually help change your insulin sensitivity and help prevent diabetes?
I've heard that.
In a significant
yes.
way.
Mm-hmm.
Does it prevent colon cancer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Does it prevent other types? Because if it's bringing down inflammation
That's
by
right.
creating greater levels of these short-chain fatty acids,
mm-hmm.
we now know from also not just in the brain microglial cells,
mm-hmm.
we also know systemically that when we measure those biomarkers, they're called, of inflammation. So I take blood and we look at the little chemicals that
yeah.
tell us whether we're really inflamed or mm-hmm. not inflamed, right? Also, we'll see people that consume high levels of fiber actually have less systemic inflammation as well.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And on top of that, this is kind of interesting. For every 10 grams
mm-hmm.
of fiber that you and I will consume, we'll see a 10% reduction in all-cause mortality.
We'll pass the fiber.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it really is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
So 10 grams. So if I get 3 grams, 4 grams eating a medium-sized apple,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
I have a big salad with cucumber and half a tomato in it, but right? And I've actually consumed 14 grams of fiber,
uh-huh.
right? So it's not that difficult to eat 40 grams of fiber in a day.
Not at all.
The average American, though, is consuming down about 15.
Oh.
Right? So It's bad.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Because animal products don't have any.
They don't have any.
So that don't count.
Right. So I mean, so imagine if you're there and you could actually consume 10 more grams. You could literally, by having 30 more grams of fiber in your diet, reduce your risk of dying from any reason at all by a third.
Mm.
Just by eating more vegetables and fruits.
There you go.
Wow. It's not sexy, but it's true.
Yeah.
Right? Which is an amazing thing. So when I have patients who come in as well, so when we work with our core four supplementation, when we work and I actually then try to provide somebody, we have our whole foods. We've talked a little bit about greens first, and we have our whole food supplements because it really is difficult sometimes to work with a patient. I've been doing it for 3 decades.
I know.
And I know that change is hard. Trust me, I've changed. And has it always been easy? The answer is a resounding no.
Heck no. It's hard to give up that soda or that burger.
And but I have a friend of mine. He says, you got to become an Indian. It's kind of being a member of the Chippewa club. You Chippewa.
No.
Right. And it's kind of wah, right. But I always laugh, but he kind of makes you laugh at something that might be hard. And you go, okay, I'll tackle this one thing.
Yeah.
And if I can tackle this one day at a time and just do this one little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And great. And we work with it. So when we use like a whole food supplement, it's again to get that into us to bring down inflammation.
Okay.
Because the more that we can actually do that with our patients who are coming to us in pain, who are coming to us with irritation on the nervous system, who are coming with muscles that are inflamed and irritated and painful, to joints that are inflamed, arthritic, degenerative, and painful, right? One of my jobs is to help bring down systemic inflammation. I can work to facilitate and actually help to make that function better, to move better, which then stimulates the neurologic structures. But if everything is still significantly inflamed, it's much harder to bring the pain down. So some of the strategies that we use are to actually bring down that inflammation on a long-term basis. So when I work with somebody and we have to work hard at getting rid of a problem, we're not going back a year from now and doing it again because we did nothing to address the inflammation.
Right.
Part of that, for that long-term strategy to get that benefit that lasts. So it's not just you get it fixed, you go back, you do it again, you do it again.
Keep replacing Band-Aids.
I mean, how stupid.
I know.
So we want long-term quality strategies. So when we fix something, the odds of it returning become remote.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We want to make sure that we're doing a quality job. So that's part of our strategy as well at the office, is to work with that. And if I could get everybody to come in and go, great, I want you to eat like 10 servings of vegetables and fruits in a day.
Mm.
Right.
And they'll never come back.
Well,
right?
Everybody looks at you like, are you crazy?
Right.
So there's other strategies that are very cool to be able to do that.
Okay, we got a call. They just got a signal sign here that, let's go to the phone lines. You're on with Dr. Tim Turlop, your 30 Minutes of Vitality. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? This is John of Dinellen.
Hey, John of Dinellen. Nice to talk to you.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You were mentioning the nuts and seeds. My wife and I eat a serving of raw nuts every day. She brought home last night a bag of pepitas. Basically, they're green pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
What do you think of those?
Fabulous.
They're supposed to be high in protein.
They are high in protein, plant-based protein, which is actually, again, it's a significant distinction whether they're plant or animal-based protein. They are a significant source of that, as well as several minerals, several types of fibers that we were just talking about. They're absolutely raw pumpkin seeds, outstanding, delicious and fabulous,
okay.
or lightly roasted. Good. That's a great snack.
Yep, good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Eat up, John.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's a great thing. And the strategy of eating the nuts every day as well, don't get me started.
Full of fiber?
Fiber.
Yep.
Fat, the proper fats that we need, protein that we need, minerals that we need, all kinds of great stuff. The research on nuts every day, I like to use them almost like a supplement.
Yep.
Have 1 ounce of raw nuts and pick your favorites and mix them up. You know, some days almonds, macadamias, cashews, those are my three favorites.
Right.
And just you have an ounce every single day, whether you feel like it or not. It's just because it's almost like the research on longevity, on heart disease, on cognition, on diabetes, on everything. is amazing when it comes to even weight. People go, well, they're high in fat. You betcha. But the research shows that regular small consumption is significant. The people who are thinner do that more regularly.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Somehow. Oh. And you made fun of me earlier.
Yeah.
You gave me that wah,
you're
wah,
the
wah. Wow.
But I was just thinking about that the other day. I saw a commercial about how walnuts are so good for you.
Yes,
throw them in your salad. Throw them in whatever you can.
Absolutely.
And just eat them just by the hands full. And I was just thinking about that. I need to go to the store and buy some nuts.
Yeah. And walnuts are another fabulous source, right? They're kind of buttery and nice, and they just have that texture.
I love them.
You can even throw them into a smoothie if you make smoothies.
There you go.
Just take, 6, 8, 10 nuts, throw them into the smoothie. Perfect. You don't even know you had the great consumption.
Yep.
It's great stuff.
It is.
Right? And do they help bring down inflammation as well?
Yeah.
Another plant.
Yep.
That actually does it, because again, not knowing that's the beginning of everything. Because I have a patient who will come in, a 75-year-old lady who comes in, and her knuckles are actually curved a little bit, and she can't straighten out her elbows, and her wrists have limited range of motion, and she's just in pain, and she's taking an anti-inflammatory every day, right? But yet she doesn't know that she has the ability to actually significantly reduce the inflammation that's causing that to bring down the pain.
Naturally.
Now, we can't change the joint destruction that's already transpired to rejuvenate. Once the joint is destroyed and then we've got that remodeling and the damage that comes from the inflammation, you can't get that back.
There you go.
But you can stop and retard it and significantly improve the level of pain and presentation, which is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because so many times people come, well, I was told I have to live with this. I was told I'll suffer with this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Right? And many times, thank God, it's not true.
That's right.
Right, that it can be changed.
Amen.
Right? And so, I mean, who would think, again, if we go back to this Frontiers in Immunology study, who would think that eating your apple and your, right? It goes back again to that grandma's expression, eat an apple a day to keep the doctor away.
You know, there's so many different types of apples. Is there one better than the other?
No.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Enjoy. They're all fantastic.
Okay, good.
They have a little bit different nutritional profile,
right?
But not enough to actually go, holy cow, to write to the National Nutrition Board and go, wow, I'm going to eat this Granny Smith because it's got such a significant amount of, it doesn't.
Okay, good.
So, there's actually, it's kind of interesting. We were taking a holiday up in a place called, Blue Ridge, Georgia.
Blue Ridge Parkway.
And there was this wonderful orchard there called Mercier's. I'll never forget it. Right? And they had, I don't know how many species of apples there.
Oh.
I'd never heard of literally 80% of the apples they had there.
Wow.
And they had these sample, and I was like, when you mention it, who knew there were so many different types of apples?
Exactly.
And some were sweeter, and some were tart, and some were actually tasted like candy, for goodness sake. And it was just crazy, but the nutritional profile's relatively close on each of them.
Okay.
Right? Some have higher levels of sweetened stuff in them and not, but they're very, very similar.
And when you juice them, does it make a difference?
Juicing, no, not so much.
No, okay.
Not so much.
So it doesn't decrease the value?
Juicing versus whole foods again, because we talked about fiber.
Right.
Right. If I juice anything, I eliminate all of the fiber.
Okay, well, maybe not juicing, but blending.
So, in a smoothie?
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Okay, good, man.
Oh, yeah, because then are you getting all of the fiber?
I do it every morning, yeah.
Absolutely. So you're availing yourself of greater levels of nutrition availability of what's in there.
Yep.
And you're getting all the fiber, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why smoothies are so amazingly helpful for us.
And
right?
Quick.
So we have the whole thing with this is fiber reducing inflammation systemically. Most specifically, it is watching that over time. Right? Because again, if I'm now 50 years old, 55 years old, right? If I'm eating more fiber until I'm 80, right? That low grade inflammation that I'm bringing down, my odds of being cognitively intact, mentally intact when I'm 80 go through the roof.
Cool.
Right? To actually be where I can actually still think clearly, engage clearly, do what I want clearly, I'll be able to take care of myself and handle all that stuff. I significantly reduce that by consuming fiber. So ultimately, again, the fiber comes from plants.
Okay.
So it's just eat more plants, vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, raw nuts, like John said, and seeds.
Yeah.
Right? So he's doing nuts.
Go John.
And say, go John.
Yeah.
I love those folks on Dunellen, right?
Doubt.
So they really got it going on, and that's really what we want to make sure that we're doing.
Very good. So great 1 minute left, Doc.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, 1 minute left. Again, there's really not a lot that we want to cover on that.
Mm-hmm.
But we do actually want to let everybody know where they can find us, et cetera, because I had some people last week. I love when people go to the website and go back to episodes and go, Doc, when did you talk about? I love that. It really makes
That's
me feel good that somebody's actually listening to me. Right. So it actually, our website is www.drturlip.com. Right. Okay. No period in there. Just drturlip.com.
And that's DR.
DRTERLEP, right?
Yep.
And all of the old episodes are there posted up if we're listening anytime for your listening pleasure, right? And then we also have our blogs as well that we post up there too, kind of resynthesis, a written way, and other features and other topics that we don't cover necessarily on a radio show. And our address is 8466 North Cliff Boulevard over in Spring Hill. We're about 500 feet off US 19. And the phone number at the office is 666-2222.
Okay, it's been a while since I've visited the website, so I'm going to have to go back and check that out. Sounds like you've done a lot of great things there.
We
do,
too.
Check it out. Yeah.
Absolutely changed. And if you need to make an appointment, you don't even need to call the office. You can 24/7, 365. You can make an appointment for yourself anytime it's convenient for you. You don't even have to talk to anybody.
Your 30 Minutes of Vitality, Dr. Tim Turtle, Turtle Chiropractic. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks so much.